Dearly beloved in Christ, in the first reading of today, St. Paul writes, "It is in Christ that we were claimed as God's own, chosen from the beginning, under the predetermined plan of the one who guides all things, as he decides by his own will. Chosen to be, for his greater glory, the people who would put their hopes in Christ before he came. Now you too in him have heard the message of the truth and the good news of your salvation and have believed it. And you too have been stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit of the promise, the pledge of our inheritance, which brings freedom for those whom God has taken for his own to make his glory praised." Dear friends, from this reading we are told that we were chosen from the beginning. Ephesians 1 verse 11. "It is in Christ that we were claimed as God's own, chosen from the beginning." That is the second part of Ephesians 1, verse 11. Let's take the first part of Ephesians 1, verse 11. Ephesians 1, verse 11. It says, "All things are done according to God's plan." Did you hear that? "All things are done according to God's plan and his decision. And God chose us to be his people in union with Christ because of his own purpose, based on what he had decided from the very beginning." That is from the Good News Version. All things are done according to God's plan and decision. Ephesians 1:11. That is the first reading of today. All things are done according to God's plan and decision. Did you hear that? All things. Take note of that. "And God chose us to be his own people in union with Christ because of his own purpose, based on what he had decided from the very beginning." And he says, from today's reading, he says clearly again, "It is in Christ that we were claimed as God's own, chosen from the beginning, under the predetermined plan of the one who guides all things as he decides by his own will." Friends, you and I are not accidents. We are not accidents. God intentionally created us. We are told that, "But it is in Christ that we were claimed as God's own, chosen from the beginning." Friends, everyone is created by God. Everything is created by God, so to speak. But God wants us to come to the realization that it is in Christ that we truly belong to him. That is what this reading is telling us. And God's predetermined plan for all of us, all of his creation, is that all of us be saved. God has predetermined every creation, every of his creation, to salvation. God will be unjust to create and predetermine some people for salvation and others not for salvation. God will be unjust, and that will be fatalism. But God is just, and we are told in this reading, he predetermined everyone. Yes, God predetermined every single of his creation, every single human being, for salvation. And he wants us to come to that realization. Now, he has chosen us already before even the foundations of the world. Let us read Ephesians 3, Ephesians 1 verse 3. Ephesians 1 verse 3. It says, "Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in our union with Christ, he has blessed us by giving us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world." You see, God's plan for every one of us, he has already blessed all of us. But our blessing is in coming into Christ. That is where we realize our blessing. That is where we appropriate our blessing. That is where we claim and we practically experience our blessing. And that is why it is crucial for everyone to come to accept Christ. And that is why Jesus came, so that we will believe in him and receive what God has already done for us. Friends, look, God has already blessed us. God has already healed us. God has already forgiven us. When we sin, we only have to come to him to receive the forgiveness that is already awaiting us. And that is where we have to make that conscious choice and go and receive. Our blessing is already in place. We only have to become conscious of it and go for our blessing. Our healing has already taken place. We have to become conscious of that truth and claim and receive our healing. As long as we don't become conscious and consciously go for our healing and our blessing, we will continue to be sad and depressed and be groping in darkness and ignorance. Friends, it's like you have money in the bank and you don't know you have money in the bank. You only need to go in there and sign your check and pick the money. Your money is already deposited there. God has blessed us in Christ Jesus. This is the consciousness we must have every day. Ephesians 1:3, "Let us give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in our union with Christ Jesus, he has blessed us." It's a past tense. God has blessed us. Jesus says, "It is finished." Friends, God doesn't do new things. Everything is in place. Friends, if God is yet to do new things, it means his creation was not complete. And it means God is not perfect. God has blessed us in Christ Jesus with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world, we are told. Now, verse 4 says, "Even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be his through our union with Christ Jesus, so that we would be holy and without fault before him." So before even the foundation of the world, even before he created the world, God chose us to be his. God chose everyone to be his, but through Jesus Christ. When I was meditating on it, an analogy came. Think about it. Let's see. It may be faulty, but let's think about it. It's like the shirt you are wearing now. It's like the shirt you are wearing now. You had to go to the market to buy it, or the shop to buy it, so to speak. But when it was being manufactured, God already knew that you will wear it. But you had to take an initiative to go to the market or the shop to purchase it. But that shirt was yours. Your name was written on it. Even though you couldn't see it, it belonged to you. Until you went and purchased and took it, it was always there. That shirt was always there waiting for you. In the same way, God has blessed us. We have to become conscious of that. And that is what the reading tells us, that the stamp of the Holy Spirit on us. And you too have been stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit. The seal of the Holy Spirit. We have been stamped by the seal of the Holy Spirit from the beginning. But we have to become conscious of that. And that is why it is very important for us to take our study of the scriptures very seriously. Because it is ignorance that is killing us. And that is why the first line of the gospel of today is very crucial. We are told the people had gathered in their thousands so that they were treading on one another. Why? The people gathered in front of Jesus in their thousands to the extent that they were stamping on one another. They came so that Jesus would reveal to them the truth about who they are. They came so that they would hear Jesus tell them who they truly are. Friends, we need to be serious with the scriptures. That is why Mother Church gives us this opportunity, that we will come to this realization that, friends, we have been blessed. All of creation has been blessed. But in Christ Jesus, that is the plan of God. We must come to Christ. We must come to Christ. In union with Christ, all those who come to Christ, anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. And that is why it is crucial for us to know the scriptures, to be familiar with who we are, to know who we truly are. As long as we don't know who we are, we will be languishing in pain and sadness. And that is why Pope John the 23rd said, a sad Christian is a contradiction. Why? A sad Christian is a contradiction. Why? Because that Christian has not come to the realization that he or she, by virtue of being a Christian, is automatically that we be happy. By the very fact that we are in Christ, happiness is our portion. Blessings are our portion. That is what we are made to understand. That is why the responsorial psalm makes it very clear. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen as his own. Who has the Lord chosen? The Christian. Those who have come to Christ. Even though all of us are predetermined to salvation, or for salvation and for happiness and for joy for that matter, when we accept Jesus Christ, it means that we have accepted to be chosen. And the responsorial psalm says, happy the people the Lord has chosen as his own. So once we belong to the Lord, happiness is ours. Happy the people the Lord has chosen as his own. So if we belong to the Lord, then happiness is a necessary consequence, is a necessary result of being in the Lord. That is why Jesus will tell us in the gospel, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Friends, when we come to this realization, we will be free. We will be free because we are in Christ. And whoever the Son of God sets free, that person is free indeed. And we are freed from what? Freed from fear, freed from doubts, freed from all things that are negative, that contradict our being in the Lord full of joy. We are free from all that. And so this first reading goes on. Chosen to be for his greater glory. Friends, we have been chosen to be for God's greater glory. And friends, think of what God's greater glory is. That is life in fullness with in union with Christ. The glory of Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ Jesus in us, the hope of glory. Think about that. The people who would put their hopes in Christ before he came. So these people in the first reading, they went to listen to the word of God, that is Jesus Christ himself, so that they will put their hope in him. You know, how can you believe unless you hear? So they went first of all to hear first of all, so that they can believe. And that is why we must not give up evangelizing. We must continue to preach, so that everyone will come to the realization of this truth, that he or she or they have been chosen even from the foundation, before the foundation of the world. And that we only need to walk and accept Jesus. We only need to walk into Christ by accepting him. That is why the first reading goes on and says, now you too in him have heard the message of the truth and the good news of your salvation and have believed it. You too have heard, now you too have heard the message of the truth, the gospel, the good news of your salvation, and have believed in it. So it is crucial for us to hear the good news, the message of our salvation, and believe in it. The message of salvation is for everyone. The message of salvation is for all of God's creation. So all of us have access, in fact, we are supposed to have access to this message so that we can come to believe. That is why Jesus commissioned us to go and preach, to go and proclaim the word, for everyone to come to this realization, for everyone to come out of ignorance, darkness, and accept and believe the message of salvation, the truth, the good news. And it goes on to say, and you too have been stamped with the seal of the Holy Spirit of the promise, the pledge of our inheritance, which brings freedom for those whom God has taken for his own to make his glory praised. So you see, indeed, we are not an accident. God intentionally created us and desires that we cooperate with his grace by listening to his word and coming to faith and believing him in Jesus Christ. That would bring us freedom for those of us whom God has taken for his own. And that is what the first reading in the gospel, the people had gathered in their thousands. That is what the people were doing. They gathered in their thousands to hear the word of God to the extent that they were treading on one another. Think about that. What is our attitude towards God's word? Friends, it is the word of God that opens our minds and our understanding to understand, to grasp what God has said about us, what God has planned for us, what God has in store for us. It is the word of God. It is through the word of God that we will come to that enlightenment, to that understanding, and be who we truly are. Friends, we are meant to be eagles. In fact, we are eagles, but some of us are behaving like chicks. We are eagles. Some of us are behaving like chicks, so to speak. Why? Because of ignorance. Friends, it is time we took the word of God seriously. We must take the word of God seriously and meditate on it and be conscious about that. The crowd, the people gathered in their thousands. Friends, let us be like these people. Let us imitate them. Let us go all out to reach, to long for the word of God, to desire for a clearer revelation of who we are. That is why the church gives us the opportunity every day to listen to the word of God, so that we will come to this realization, will come to this truth and walk in it. Friends, indeed, happy are those the Lord has chosen as his own. That is what the responsorial psalm tells us. And this is what we must have at the back of our mind always. So we are called, that we are told that the word of the Lord is faithful in the responsorial psalm. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. Friends, God has blessed us in Christ Jesus. It is a past tense. God has blessed us in Christ Jesus. It is a past tense. God has blessed us in Christ Jesus. It is a past tense. He has healed us. He has blessed us. He has forgiven us. Let us become conscious of this and walk and receive and claim what is rightfully ours in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we are complete. May God enlighten us. May we yearn and desire to encounter the risen Lord in his word every day, so that the truth of the word will convict us to believe, will convict us to faith, so that we will have a manifestation of what has already been done for us on the cross in Christ Jesus. Have a wonderful day. Remain blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. We are blessed in Christ. We are blessed in Christ. May Mary, our mother, pray for us. God bless you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.